Hello friends, welcome to VSchool. We are on chapter 30, Portfolio Management. A wise investor will never buy only a single share. He will buy various shares of different industries to make a portfolio, which is a group of shares, and then not stick with it for life. He will regularly review it and decide which shares to keep, which shares to sell, and which new shares to again bring, and this keeps on going on, and this is what we call it as portfolio management. This chapter emphasizes on the importance of portfolio management. It also explains the various things one should look into while managing his portfolio. Why should one manage one's portfolio? Shares are not purchased with the sole intention of selling them promptly at a profit. They are the assets that yield a return both in terms of income as well as capital appreciation. And when income and capital appreciation happens consistently, one enhances one's net worth. Anyone who purchases shares will in time build a portfolio. Irrespective of whether it is small or large, it must be managed if it is to grow effectively. Why should one manage one's portfolio? It must be fit, lean, with no fat. The risks must be taken out periodically. Otherwise, the growth in value would be sluggish and the yield will be less than satisfactory. Hence, it is important that one should manage one's portfolio in order to maximize the returns. In this chapter, you will learn about portfolio size, investments, shares review, how to set targets, sentimentality, be aware caution, how to diversify your portfolio, how not to fall in love, how to control your average, how to cut your losses, and how to book your profits. Let us look at it one by one. First, the portfolio size. The shares one chooses to buy would always be based on his or her natural bent. If one is conservative, blue chips would be purchased and held for a long period of time. On the other hand, if one is of speculative mood, he or she would purchase volatile shares in the hope of a quick profit. Every investor is not a professional investment manager. And hence, it is important to limit the number of companies whose shares one has, as it is not possible to keep track of more than a few companies at a time. The size of the portfolio will depend on how many companies one can review periodically. By doing this, one will control one's portfolio and be able to give each investment personalized attention. Only then you will be able to get consistent income and the profits. You just can't buy it, keep it, and close your eyes and hold the shares forever. What is the benefit of limiting the portfolio size? The investor will know which company is doing well and which company is not. If a company is doing badly, you will have to weed out it before the price crashes. If a company is doing well, you will be able to purchase more and increase your profits. Thus, you as an investor will be forever ahead in building your net worth and wealth. What is an investment or a share review? It is important to review your investments regularly. Failure to do so can lead to losses. In reviewing your investments, you should check the performance of your shares against the target that you have set and its performance within the industry or the market average. Only then you will come to know whether your share is making profits, faring well, and meeting your expectations. So review helps one to check the performance, monitor the performance, and take suitable action. This review should be done at least once a quarter, and After the review, the shares that have not performed should be sold and new targets should be laid down. One must review performance realistically, taking into account the political and the economic environment, because this really sets the trend of the share, whether it is moving upwards or downwards, along with many other factors for impacting the shares. A daily review is also essential. Apart from the quarterly review, one should also review investments on a daily basis. This will give one an opportunity to be aware of the movement in prices over a period of time and will enable one to take prompt action, be it to buy or to sell. The daily review will not take much time. After determining what the closing prices were, they should be written down preferably on a column of paper or for a tech-savvy person on the Excel sheet. If possible, the prices should also be plotted on the graph paper. This will give a physical representation of prices over a period of time and can assist one in evolving an investment strategy. Graphs can be improved by superimposing monthly average prices of the shares and the daily highs and the lows. So various online tools are also available for making your work easy. The next important concept is setting targets. Shares are not held for sentimental reasons. They are for income and for profit, and hence one should always have a target in mind. On purchasing a share, you as an investor should set a target of performance for the share. Only then you can measure how close and or far it is from your target. The target will naturally vary according to the type of share purchased. If a share is speculative, the target growth or expectation may be as high as 50%. On the other hand, if it is you are a conservative investor, your target can be only 10%. The target should be for a specific period of time. It can be for 3 months, 6 months, or even a year. And at the end of the performance period, you should evaluate and examine whether your share price has come near your target or not. What are the action points of setting the targets? If the target has not been met, or if the possibility exists of it not being met, the share should be sold. You should not have any sentiments for holding it back. On the other hand, if the target has been met, a decision should be taken whether to continue holding it or not. If the decision is to hold the share, then new targets should be set, and once again it should be reviewed periodically. While reviewing the performance against the targets, consideration must be made for the extremes. In a bull phase, shares may double, whereas in a bear phase, the opposite may happen, and hence some adjustment should be made for such happenings. Every time you might not meet the targets which might you might have set may not be realistic. Hence, many factors need to be matching. Only then the action can be a very good and effective action. Next, we will talk about sentimentality. Sentimentality has no place in investments, especially in share market. A share is purchased for the gains one anticipates or the income it is likely to generate. A purchase of a share must never be considered as an acquisition for life, to love and to cherish till death do us part. As soon as a share has outlived its usefulness or served the purpose for which it has been purchased, it should be sold off. If one holds on to it indefinitely, it could result in a loss. Times change, returns could be less, and eventually when one wants to sell it, it may be too late. Investors should be aware. It is imperative that one is aware of happenings in the economy, the industry belonging to the company one has invested in, if the company and the company itself, because this can make the share soar to the Olympian heights or plunge into the Hadic depths. So always be aware of what is happening around the company, the industry, and the economy. Duties may have increased or decreased. Interest rates may have increased. A liberalized policy may have been announced. The dynamic managing director may have died. The controlling family may be squabbling and the likes. All these have an impact on the share price. One should, for one's own sake, keep his eyes and ears open. The investor must be aware of such situations, media reports, and must take prompt corrective action. Only then he can aspire to be a successful investor, especially in a share market. One should always diversify one's portfolio. It is very risky placing all one's money in one company or in one industry. A diversified portfolio ensures that one is cushioned against the downturn in an industry. By diversifying one's portfolio, one is able to and can hedge the industry decision. All the industry might not fail at one time, but diversification can help to balance your investment risk. The shares held in one company may go down on account of various factors. The shares held in others may increase in price, thus neutralizing the effect of a slump in an industry. It is usually rare for all the industries to be doing badly at the same time. One should therefore not invest in one just company or industry. So the next question becomes, how should one diversify the portfolio? There is no hard and fast dictum on this. It will depend on one's ability to take risk, one's nature and the like. As a thumb rule, one should limit one's investment in an industry to around 15%. Limits one's investment in a single company to around 10%. This will ensure a reasonable spread. Next important statement in a share market is, do not fall in love with any share. A share is a commodity that one buys for gain, and this gain is in the form of regular income and capital appreciation. It should be treated exactly like that. One should not fall in love with a share and hold it because the name is melodious or the chairman is a celebrity. There are wrong reasons for holding a share, and it can lead to unhappiness and losses. So the next concept now we are going to understand is control your average. One cannot wait for the market rise to reach the absolute zenith to sell or for it to reach the rock bottom to buy. It is best to buy at relatively low price and sell at the time when the share is rising. This decision should be taken when the share price has reached a level at which the likelihood exists of the individual making a reasonable return. So control your average and make good profits in the share market. As a rule of thumb, it is reasonable and logical to begin selling shares once the price has increased by 20% of one's purchase price, and then to progressively sell as the prices go up. Similarly, it's a good idea to buy when the prices fall by 30 to 40% below the pre-crisis, the shares had reached, unless there are some mitigating reasons. The cost of being greedy can be heavy. Usually when a share is rising, one holds on in the belief that it would rise and continue to rise and that he or she will make a fortune. He or she usually does not know, nor has he or she considered what the peak would be. He or she holds on the share and his beliefs. The share usually peaks and then declines, and the optimistic shareholder feels aggrieved at the reversal without even once admitting that perhaps he has or he was greedy. Similar in a bear market, when one finds shares falling in price, one does not purchase in that belief that the market has not fallen fully. The share prices, after hitting a low, will begin to rise, and here again an opportunity can be missed due to the greed. Thus, the cost of being greedy can be heavy in both a bull and bear market. One should always cut the losses. Everyone purchases shares to make money or to receive income or has a hedge against inflation or for some other similar reason. As an investment, shares must be closely watched. If there is a possibility, however remote that may be, the prices are likely to fall and keep on falling, it would be proper to sell the shares held immediately, even if it is a loss. This is to save oneself from a greater loss at a future time. So never wait for the losses to accumulate. The moment you get such signals, get out of it and minimize your future losses. Exactly opposite is book your profits. Paper profits are meaningless. They are here today and gone tomorrow. Until you have actually booked your profits, you have not made a profit. As a general rule, irrespective of the price the share will subsequently attain, one should sell 20% of its holding as soon as the price reaches 20% above his purchase price. He or she should offload another 30% when the price reaches 40% above his purchase price. In this way, he or she reduces his stake and maintains an interest. So always book your profit, build your income, and keep on repeating these investments and keep on building your wealth. So friends, what is the conclusion of the chapter on portfolio management? Portfolio management helps the investors to maximize returns at minimal risk. It enables the investor to allocate the funds based on his or goal, risk-taking ability, and control on greed. By diversifying the portfolio, one can get many advantages of a balanced portfolio, including income generation and capital appreciation, and most importantly, peace of mind. The investor should be aware about situations that can impact the share prices and review the portfolio at regular intervals to weed out the non-profitable shares and reap huge benefits of the optimized portfolio. And hence it is important that one should manage one's portfolio in order to cut the losses, book the profits, and maximize returns. Thank you.